Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. In this segment, we're going to hear about a local group helping people learn to pilot airplanes. The Moccasin Flying Club has been around since 1952. They're based out of the Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport. They're not a flying school, but they do have a couple of airplanes available for members to use, and they welcome student pilots. Gene Perkins, the membership coordinator, joins us for this segment. Gene, welcome to Around and About.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So you meet on the second Tuesday of every month. If someone comes to one of your meetings and says, you know, I've never had any experience being a pilot, I don't even know where to get started, but I'd love to learn to fly, what can you do for a person like that?
Well, the first thing we would probably do is take them up for a discovery flight in one of our planes. Either we have two planes. We have a Cessna 172, which is a four-seater, and then we have a little LSA, which is a light sport aircraft that's a two-seater.
So you take them up, let them see what it's actually like to be up there in a small plane like that.
Exactly. We'll put them in the pilot seat. We'll let them fly it and kind of get a feel for what it's like to fly a plane.
And the mix of people in the Moccasin Flying Club, is it a lot of beginners, a lot of experienced pilots, a whole range of people?
We have a whole range. We have people anywhere from 20 up into the late 60s, early 70s.
Wow. So it really is a range of people.
It's really a range of people. Most of them are pilots. We have a few student pilots right now, but most of our members are pilots.
So for someone who is an experienced pilot who's got their license and has been doing it for years, what do they get out of being in the club?
Well, it's basically a social club, so you get the social aspect of it. We try to do a couple events throughout the year just for our members. Back in October, we did actually the first annual event, fundraising event, and we opened it up to the general public.
And that was with EG Kite?
That was with EG Kite. That is correct.
And the reason why you have to raise funds, apparently it's very expensive to just have a couple of planes and maintain them, isn't it?
It is. And the members support the maintenance of the planes through what we pay for the rental of the planes. The purpose for our event at that time was to raise money. We're trying to, you know, we do a lot of things for schools and church groups by taking kids up and introducing them to flying. We're trying to get a pilots and pilots program started, which is where pilots transport pets that have been slotted for euthanization, and we find, you know, fly them to new homes.
Right, right, because there might be a shelter in Chicago or something that needs dogs, whereas we might have too many.
Exactly, exactly.
So for someone who's working on their license, I know that can be very, very expensive. How does being part of the club benefit them with their license? Does it make it cheaper to get a license?
To some extent it does. You know, we have monthly membership dues, but our plane rates are fairly low compared if you went to what they call an FBO, which is a fixed-based operator, like Wilson Air or TAC Air at a level field. Our plane rates range from anywhere from $65 an hour to $95 an hour versus if you went out to rent a plane, it would run like $135, $140 an hour.
How many hours do you have to have when you're getting your license?
Minimum for a regular pilot's license is 40 hours, and if you're trying to get a sport pilot license, it's 20 hours. For a pilot's license, again, 40 hours is the minimum. It takes most people about 80 hours.
So it's not like getting a car license where you just go to the DMV, fill out an application, do a little test with an instructor, and then you're done.
Exactly, exactly. Very few people do it in 40 hours. I know of one person that did it in 40 hours.
Why?
It takes longer than that, just with the practice to actually really learn and understand the concepts of flying.
Well, you know, when you're learning to drive a car, you can just get in there and go at like 5 miles an hour around a parking lot or something. When you're first flying a plane for the first time, how does that work? Because, you know, obviously a plane, if you're not doing it right, it could get very serious very quickly.
Exactly, exactly. It just, again, it just, you know, takes practice, practice, practice. And the hardest thing about flying really is landing the plane.
And y'all have been around since 1952, so this is it's got a pretty good history here in Chattanooga.
Exactly. We've been around for about 60 years, so we're very proud of that.
The two planes you have, are they very large planes?
The Cessna is a four-seater, so it's a small plane, and our LSA is just a two-seater. And the advantage of the two-seater is if you don't want to get a medical, for example. Pilots have to have a medical certificate. They have to go to a doctor. They have to be certified medically. So if you don't want to go through the effort of getting a medical certificate, you can get a what they call a sport pilot license and not have to go through that process. Plus, again, it's only 20 hours, so it would take about 40 hours, really, to do it effectively.
So that's if maybe you just want to fly for fun.
Just fly for fun. And now there are certain restrictions on that. You can't fly at night, for example. So there are certain restrictions to a sport pilot license.
Did you get your pilot's license through the club?
I did. I got my license through the club. We've got several club-approved instructors that I went through. Their rates tend to be cheaper also than if you went to an outside organization.
Do many of the members own their own planes?
I don't think we have any members right now that own their own planes. We have had members that do.
But that's one of the advantages of being in this club is that then you can use the planes because the club owns them.
Exactly. Exactly. And the reason the members that have planes join the club is if their plane goes in for service or maintenance, they still have access to another plane.
That makes sense. So you meet on the second Tuesday of every month. Where do you actually meet?
We meet at Wilson Air, which is actually on the opposite side of the field from the terminal. It's on Jubilee Road. It's over by the fire department for the field. And we meet at 6:30 in the Wilson Air Conference Room. And anybody's welcome to come and find out about us.
I know you've got a website with a lot of information. What is your website?
It is www.mocfly.org.
Gene Perkins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.